A search for 20-year-old Nathaniel Hang is planned for Sunday at noon. Volunteers should meet at West Branch High School. The Alliance man has been missing since leaving his West Oxford Avenue home June 3rd. The Alliance Police Department, Lexington Township Fire Department, and its K-9 team and the Portage County Dive Team turned up nothing in a search of a pond on Tuesday. Volunteers said the pond was near Webb Avenue and Colbank Street Northeast in Lexington Township. Fire officials recommended residents who live on or adjacent to Route 225 to review any home security footage for Hang or his white GMC Canyon pickup. Anyone who sees the truck should not approach it, but should call 911. Man accused of trying to shoot a Canton police officer has been found competent to stand trial. Stark County judge ruled Thursday 21-year-old Shane Newman of Plain Township understands the proceedings against him and can assist in his defense. Newman charged with attempted murder, felonious assault, robbery, and other offenses stemming from a December incident at the Walmart on Atlantic Boulevard Northeast. He was seen on video pulling a handgun while being detained for suspected shoplifting. The weapon failed to fire. An insanity evaluation is still pending. Federal prosecutors say dozens of files involving children were discovered at a Canton home, leading to a man being sentenced to more than 32 years in prison. 57-year-old Daniel Dobies pleaded guilty in February to receipt and distribution of visual depictions of real minors engaged in sexually explicit conduct and possession of child pornography or child sexual abuse materials. 46-year-old Shane Stouffer of Canton pleaded guilty in January to similar charges. He was sentenced to 20 years. Dobies admitted to providing Stouffer with child pornography while the men were roommates. A trainer convicted in the death of a dog during a training session is sentenced. 71-year-old Jerry Barnes of Marlboro Township was found guilty of a misdemeanor animal cruelty charge by Common Pleas Judge Kristen Farmer. Barnes was given a 90-day suspended jail sentence and 2 years probation. The judge ruled Barnes acted negligently while trimming the dog's nails. He was acquitted of a felony count of knowingly causing serious harm. Motorcyclist is dead following an early morning crash in Canton. Police say the 47-year-old man was northbound in the 900 block of Cleveland Avenue Northwest when he lost control while negotiating a curve shortly after 1. Motorcycle left the right side of the road, struck a guardrail, and threw the rider from the bike. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The victim's name has not been released. Police say it's not yet known whether drugs or alcohol played a role. An assistant fire chief facing federal child pornography charges. A grand jury indicted 58-year-old Donald Morrow of Washington Township on counts including receipt, distribution, possession, and transportation of child sexual abuse material. Authorities say an FBI investigation began after a tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children involving a Dropbox account linked to Morrow. Investigators later seized a hard drive containing more than 250 illicit images. Morrow suspended with pay from the Washington Township Volunteer Fire Department and remains in federal custody. He's scheduled to be arraigned June 23rd. Alliance police say a Canton woman with a prior involuntary manslaughter conviction is facing multiple charges after a Wednesday night incident on South Union Avenue. 44-year-old Heather Harless was arrested and charged with attempted felonious assault. She allegedly tried to run over a woman during a dispute while showing signs of impairment and failing field sobriety tests. Harless remains in custody awaiting a court appearance. She is on parole from the prior conviction. A Stark County grand jury has refused to indict a North Lawrence man accused of making a pipe bomb. A no bill was issued for 56-year-old Timothy Henthorne on charges of illegally manufacturing or possessing explosives and inducing panic. The case stemmed from an April 2nd incident along Lincoln Way West in Tuscarawas Township. State troopers responding to a report of a suspicious truck found an explosive device, leading to evacuations of two homes, a road closure, and a response from the Summit County Bomb Squad. No injuries were reported. A judge ruled the Stark County Board of Elections violated Ohio's open meetings law when it met privately in 2020 and 21 to discuss purchasing Dominion voting machines. Visiting Judge William Finnegan issued an injunction barring the board from holding executive sessions on voting machine purchases. Ruling follows a 2024 Ohio Supreme Court decision that narrowed when public boards can discuss property purchases behind closed doors. Finnegan found no competitive bidding was involved, eliminating any justification for private meetings. A July hearing will determine whether the county must pay the plaintiff's attorney fees. A Lowellville landfill has until July 2nd to submit a corrective action plan after the Ohio EPA cited the facility for multiple environmental violations. The notice of violation involves the Carbon Limestone landfill, where three leachate spills released nearly 200,000 gallons of wastewater into an on-site pond last month. State officials also say the facility failed to report the discharges within the required 24-hour period.